Fly on the Wall with Tim and Dan. Another podcast this week, Dan. Radio show is back next week.
Yeah. You wouldn't say hiatus, but definitely on a little break at the moment.
Not getting around, are we?
Well, I thought it was by our choice, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's what we tell them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Dan, I've got a really big issue this week with a very popular reality TV show that I watch with Emma.
Yeah. Well, you know my stance on reality TV shows, mate. I'm probably going to take your side with it. I'm very curious to see how you feel about whichever one it is.
Okay. How you been this week?
I've been all right. I've been a little flu-y.
Have you? Yeah, you sound a bit...
A little nasally.
Blocked up?
Yeah, a bit blocked up. So if that comes through for you guys listening, sorry.
Weak? Muscles feeling weak?
Yeah.
Weak.
Well, you go through the stages, don't you? So you start off with, you know, the runny nose, and then the day of sniffing can often lead to a headache the next day, very blocked up in the head. And then you come over the other side and...
Phlegm.
Phlegm.
Yeah, phlegm.
So we're just moving past phlegm.
Phlegm. Phlegm. Anyway, let's get the show started. Dan, as I mentioned, I've got an issue with arguably one of Australia's popular, or the world's most popular reality TV show franchise.
Which one? Mate, there's so many.
I know. Bachelorette.
Okay. Yeah,
it's on at the moment, Bachelorette.
So that is worldwide, Bachelorette.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
That's how it switched off from the whole thing I am.
Started in America.
Yep.
Made its way over here. Just like a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Em and I watch it. We watch it religiously. It's a bonding time for us.
By choice by you? Or is this more something you do with Emma to, you know, keep her happy?
It started out with some resistance.
Yeah. But you've bought in.
I won't lie. I've started to enjoy it. You start to buy into the storylines that are so obviously produced by the producers.
Do you have a preference, Bachelorette or Bachelor?
The Bachelorette's quite entertaining with the guys.
I see. Yeah. I've watched a full season. Actually, you and I once really...
Sam Frost.
Yes, season. The Sam Frost season. Yeah. We really entrenched ourselves in that season.
We did. But I've got an issue with it. And it's been popping up a lot lately. And it's actually getting to the point now where I feel like it's actually ruining our relationship.
Yours and Emma's.
Yeah. This is a woman that I'm to be married to next year.
So it's not a good time to be, you know, nitpicking over reality TV shows.
And it's not looking great at the moment it's because of this show.
Why? Well, so at the moment we're in Bachelor or Bachelorette?
It's the Bachelorette.
Okay.
Ali's the Bachelorette.
Ali.
And the issue arises when they go on a single date with Ali. The guys go on a single date with Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that a single date happens, Emma will turn to me. And she'll say, it's a nice date.
Oh.
Nice single date there. Look at the roses.
Yeah.
Candles.
So she's really buying into the reality of it.
We should do a date. We should do more dates.
Oh, so it becomes a judgmental thing.
She puts up reality television dates
next
to Tim's attempts at dates.
Yeah, Tim's dates.
And they're going on. I mean, they're jumping out of helicopters. They're rock climbing. They're picnicking. The dates are lovely. They are. There's no question about it. But unrealistic for just the common man. I can't be pulling out tricks like that.
Does she understand that the guy or the girl, whoever is the bachelor or bachelorette, they're not planning the date?
I remind her of that.
Does she understand that?
She does, but I don't think she understands quite enough. You know, so, I think there's a bit of a, I know, but still, you could do more.
Well, what
was that?
Okay, so what was the one the other night? Was it helicopter related or something, was it?
They were in a car. They were doing like car stunts and then they had a nice picnic with some candlelight. I mean, we can't be going down to the motorway, renting it out and doing a picnic in the grass in the middle of the motorway.
You can't. There's expendable cash at play there, isn't there? I mean, you can't afford to just go ride off four cars that you might crash.
But I'm also concerned about the common man. I mean, there's probably other men like me who are watching this with their girlfriends going, pull it in, rein it in.
The unreality of the reality TV shows is causing an issue in our reality.
Absolutely.
What was your last date with Emma?
I think it was at Max Brenner, the chocolate.
Oh, generic.
No, is it?
I think it is. Dessert.
Chocolate fondue dipping. It's romantic.
It is tasty.
There's a candle in the fondue, so it counts.
It doesn't count. Tim, are you a dreamer?
Yes.
Like at night time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think everyone is.
Yeah, different foods can like if you have cheese, if you eat a lot of cheese, your dreams will be weird.
Why cheese?
I don't know. I think it's the dairy does things.
Is that based on the individual or is that just a broad...
I think it's a universal thing that if you have cheese, quite a lot of cheese, your dreams will be quite vivid.
Okay.
And memorable.
So not necessarily bad or good, just
vivid.
Very
vivid.
Is vivid mean detailed?
I think so.
Okay. Well,
it's a good word though.
I'm starting now to wonder what I ate the other night because I'm in bed, sound asleep. And I'm with Georgia. Georgia, my girlfriend, she's next to me.
Yeah.
And Georgia will always let me know how I've woken up from a dream because I do wake up from them a little bit. Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Like night terrors.
So, well, that's what she'll have me think anyway. But the other night, I sort of said to her, disagree. She turned to me and she goes, oh, you've had a bad dream. Because I woke up, little glaze of sweat, and a little short of breath. I was a bit panicked almost.
So she's gone off your body language.
Yep, she's read the body language.
But she didn't experience what you'd dreamt. No. So what did you dream?
What I dreamed about was pretty much what I would choose to watch in a movie. So really, I felt I was in an action movie.
Action adventure. Okay.
Sort of like, let's say an Indiana Jones.
Okay.
So you and I are familiar with that. We've once had a marathon of Indiana Jones together.
We did, yeah.
Unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Unnecessary, that side fact. But anyway, so what happened was I was running. I was in a jungle type thing and I'm running from like animals. Things are popping out from trees.
Yeah.
But like, you know, cool. I'm doing cool stuff in the process. I'm rolling. I'm jumping things. Yeah. I'm actually at one point hiding under a log.
Great.
I'm doing all this stuff. And then at one point I'm cornered at the end.
Mm.
Yeah. So there was like a line and then there was these poacher people.
Yeah.
Well, I woke up.
Scared.
That's what Georgia said.
Mm.
But I felt like that probably wasn't the reason why I woke up. I think maybe the dream was at its end, you know, but I'd enjoyed myself during the dream. So I'd enjoyed my stay, but it was over.
At some part of your psychology, there might have been some fight or flight. So had you stayed in the dream, stayed within that realm in the Matrix, maybe would have fought, but you've decided to, your inner instincts were to fly.
Well, I don't know about that. So given what I did in the dream, it would imply I'm actually quite the fighter.
Okay.
But that's what Georgia said. She's like, you're scared. And I'm like, I'm not scared. I've woken up because it was the end of a dream. I've come up for a break throughout my sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, the two don't go hand in hand. Just because I woke up from an intense dream doesn't make it a bad dream.
Right. How many poachers were there?
Three or four.
Scary looking?
Yeah.
Dan, you know why I love this time of year? October, November.
Getting towards Christmas?
Yeah. That would be why you love this time of year.
You're a
big Christmas guy.
Yeah.
I love Halloween.
Halloween's fun.
Massive Halloween fan. Mm. And you know, my family used to have a Halloween party. We used to throw that.
Yeah, and you stopped. And that was fun. That was probably the only time I cared about Halloween were those years where you did that.
What did you like about it most? Is it the getting into costume? Like, the costume, it's fun, isn't it?
It is fun. There's also the treats that come with it.
Yeah.
Plenty of chocolate, lollies. And it's an excuse to party in late October.
Late October, yeah. October 31st.
Again, it's towards the end of the year. Weather's good here in Australia.
Yeah, it is.
Can't think of many other reasons why I like it.
Well, I got a Halloween costume. A really good one.
You've got a great one.
A really good Halloween costume. No Halloween party to go to with it.
So wait, are we talking about your usual one, your clown?
Yeah. Don't give too much away.
Okay, sorry.
In case people haven't seen it.
Yes.
I like scaring people. I love scary movies. I love everything about Halloween. Mm-hmm. I've got a great costume. I've got no Halloween party to go to.
Yep.
I'm too much of a tight ass to throw on myself.
Mm-hmm, naturally.
So I'm sort of just waiting around for someone to throw a Halloween party to use this costume. Because it's such a waste to have something so great and not be able to use it.
Well, how long have you had it?
A couple of years. I bring it out.
And how much did it cost?
Probably around $100.
How many uses have you got?
Two.
Okay, you probably want a third.
I want a third.
Yeah.
But also, my other problem is I can't go trick-or-treating.
No, too
I old. Can't do that. I'm too old for that. Too old? I like dressing up. I like chocolates. Why can't adults trick-or-treat?
I see where you're going. It's almost a discrimination thing.
I reckon it is.
So you want to be able to, you think...
Yep.
You're within your rights to, you know, be allowed to wander the streets in a clown outfit while children.
Shouldn't be freaky. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a problem.
It should be normal. It's only weird because we make it weird.
I reckon other people make it weird.
Mm. So what's your?
I guess I wanted to use this platform to say, if you're having a Halloween party,
can I come?
Can I come?
You got weekend plans, mate?
Well, Making a Murderer season 2 is out this week.
Okay.
So, yep. See you later weekend.
Yeah, cool.
That's
cool,
what.
Cool.
That's what.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
What about you?
No, I got a dinner party.
How old are you again?
Well, 25. So that's the thing. I haven't been to many dinner parties.
Are they going to have fondue?
I don't know. I haven't asked for a menu.
What are they? Is it a barbecue?
To be honest, don't know. We were just asked, George and I were asked to come over for dinner.
But was it called a dinner when they invited you? Did they say, hey, come over for a dinner party?
Well, no, it was,
or
hey.
You put that title on it?
Well, maybe I've put the title on it.
I think you have.
But it was, hey, you two. Like, it feels like a double date. So it's myself and Georgia and another. So it's not a group.
Mm.
So I feel that more means dinner party.
Yeah.
It's more intimate.
It's four people.
Four people.
Is that a party?
And, well.
It's a loose definition.
I don't know what I'm going to anymore. I've got dinner this weekend with friends.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
Yeah, good.
Okay, and I think it's going to be an intimate occasion.
Yeah.
All right? And they've invited us over because they've got a new house and stuff. And they're like, come over for dinner.
Exciting.
It'll be lovely. Again, another reason that makes me think it's a dinner party, but whatever. Now.
It's almost like a housewarming dinner.
Yep.
Could call it that.
Could call it that. You're done?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. So, as I said, haven't been to many dinner parties. And I'm thinking, so usually when you go to a group thing like that, so like I had people over grand final day and everyone sort of, you know, brings their own drinks, or if they've got a certain thing they want to have on the day, they might bring maybe some hamburgers they like or something like that.
Yeah.
But because of the intimate nature I feel towards this dinner, I'm starting to second guess the array of things I might like to bring with me, because I'm a comfortable guy. I like to have my comforts around me to make myself feel at home. So I might, you know.
You're worried the food's going to be shit. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit of that.
Okay.
A little bit of that, because as I said, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if there's certain things if you bring to a dinner party when you've been invited over that it's rude to bring.
Like condiments or something. What?
If you bought your own tomato sauce, maybe. But, okay.
But if you've got a favourite aioli. Which you do.
I do.
Which you do have.
And at the moment, I'm alternating between a special burger sauce.
You tell me
and,
that.
And, yeah, delicious. Mm. And a spicy aioli. Now, they're not going to have that.
Is it worth a text?
And saying what? Is it rude to text?
I would say, text them and say, you try that new special burger sauce that's out at the moment?
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, I do. I've got it in the pantry. Awesome. How good is it?
And if they say no.
Oh, I'll bring some over to the party this weekend.
Yes.
To the dinner party.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Text. Text now.
So you reckon if you've got an item you want to bring to a dinner party.
Ask, have you tried it?
Yes. Because then it looks like you're doing them the favour.
Yes. What do you have in mind cooking? Steak. Oh, I've got this sauce.
Yeah.
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 Happy with that?
We're having steak. Oh, God, I know this chicken though. George doesn't like steak.
Oh. Anyway.
Could be. All right, I'll text him.
Dan?
Tim?
It's... Oh, no, this is backward.
Wait.
You're supposed to...
Tim?
Dan?
It's time for...
Tim and Dan's rule book. Dun,
dun, dun, the book of rules! Tim and Dan! Dun, 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 dun. You didn't tell me you were doing the rule
book.
Yeah,
I will.
You just...
Oh, well, I thought because we've got... It
well, we had
down
it written
here,
down, but I hadn't
you
looked
you would. That felt really, really awful, actually, starting saying dance, dance.
Yeah,
dance.
Well, it did. And you, well, I don't know. Mm. But those singing along in places
still,
like England
yeah.
becomes hard.
Yeah, it's still weird. Controversial rule today, Dan.
Good, it's your one. What
do
you got?
To go into the rule book today.
Mm-hmm. There,
there
it is.
Now, today's rule revolves around reviewing. Do you review things? Like, if you go to a restaurant, do you jump on a Zomato and get a review? iTunes, do you review stuff? Maybe a movie.
Mm.
Do you do that? Do you review?
No, to be honest, I don't. I look at reviews, especially with a restaurant.
Yep, so do I.
But I don't. I don't partake, which I probably should.
When you look at reviews, let's say it's a star rating.
Mm.
Do you sort of just skim your eye over it and just look at what it's got out of five? Do you sort of just have a skim through and see what it's got? Right.
And then any glaring
change,
either end of the scale star rating, I will go, hang on, why? So if it's a 1 star out of five, I'll be like, what's happened? Mm. If it's a 5, I'll go, what did they eat? Because I wouldn't mind having that.
What happens if you see a middle review? Maybe a 2.5.
It's interesting. You know, I often discard them because I think they're fence sitters.
Great, Dan. And that's my point today.
Okay.
That's great that you think that, because I agree. Who in their right mind goes, that was nice, but it was kind of bad, but it was kind of good. Oh, I'll give it a 2.5. And go and take the effort
really
to sit
point.
Down at a computer and give something 2.5, 3.
If you're impartial
stars.
About something, why are you taking time out of your day to go and let everyone know that?
Yeah.
Like you've literally brought nothing to the table. A restaurant opens, starts here.
Yep.
From there, reviews take it each way.
Your
That's contribution right. keeps it there.
Yep.
Don't contribute.
I only want to know if you've had a bloody awesome experience or a horrible, horrible experience. Those are the only two reviews I care about.
Yep.
Because the other ones, they don't matter. They're just waste of space, waste of internet, waste of paper, waste of everything.
And you know what? They contribute to an inaccurate score as well because they level out the discrepancies.
You know what they are, Dan? They're crap. That's what they are. They're just crap.
They're crap.
And it's time to flush out the crap.
Yeah.
So
do you review?
I don't review.
Okay.
I don't review.
Okay.
But I do look through reviews. And
yes.
I don't want your 2.5 stars.
Okay.
I want to go to a restaurant and it's got bang, all 5. Cool. Or, nah, it was all crap. If I go to think it's all 2.5 stars, well, that doesn't help me, does it? Is it good or is it bad?
Okay.
Because that's just neither here or there.
Solution.
I've already written the rule, but go on.
Okay.
I'll have some input. Go on.
To be honest, I forgot we're doing the rule book.
Did you?
Well, what's your solution? What's your rule?
Well, I'm going to say the new rule is when reviewing, whether it be a restaurant, a film, music, anything.
Anything with a
on
review.
Public domain.
Yes.
You must never give
a middle
review. It has to be.
You must never sit on the fence.
Must never sit on the fence.
When reviewing in a public forum. Never sit on the fence.
Never sit on the fence. It must either be excellent or awful, and that is it. No more of the other stuff.
Yep.
Is that?
This, yeah, yep.
Any?
So, yeah, no. Any amendments? No, there's never a time for it. There's never a time for it. And that's another rule in Tim and Dan's rule book. The book rules. With Tim and Dan. We lost it from the first moment you started singing.
Yeah, it did.
Tim, somebody's written into us.
Really?
Yes, on Facebook.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. That's them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I assume they're good.
One of the many social channels.
Yes, one of the many.
That we're on.
One of the many. Tim Dan Graham, whatever.
Yeah, Instagram.
This one, though, I can assure you they'll be better after this because they need our help.
Great. We're good at this.
We are good at this.
Yeah, we do this.
We enjoy it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm.
I don't know why we're doing this.
But
yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get straight to the letter. So they've written in and they've said, I'm seeing somebody new. I've got a wedding coming up in the next 6 months, but we've only been together for 2 months. Is booking in a wedding with this person that far in advance too soon?
So they've obviously got themselves a +1.
Yes.
On the invitation.
Yep.
Okay, so they can use that on whoever they want.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a wild card. They can bring in whoever and they want to use it on this person. But they're nervous. They're going to scare off this person because they're going to go, whoa, weddings, you know, we've only been together 2 months.
Mm.
That's 6 months down the line. We don't know where we're going to be at come that point. So the question sort of is, how far in advance can you book plans based on a 2-month relationship, I guess?
Is he the one? Did they say that?
What was that?
Are they the one?
Oh, I didn't catch that. It doesn't specify.
Okay. Well, because that would
It's only 2 months in.
Yeah, well, but when
you
know.
Can you know? When you know, you
when
know.
When you know, you know.
Oh, we're not getting anywhere quick, are we?
But I'm just saying, had they have alluded to whether this person was
the one,
that would have been an easier thing to answer.
Well,
but
maybe
they haven't. So maybe they've got second thoughts about this person. If they're questioning it already, are they the right person to be taken to this wedding?
But then couldn't you also make the argument that, you know, maybe attending a wedding with a partner is sometimes where you establish this person is the one for me. Like you're watching it all unfold and you're going, I could see myself doing this with them.
And you're also wearing something similar to what's
true
up there
true.
On the altar.
It's a trial run.
I'm a suit, you're a dress.
Yep.
We look similar. That
photos
way.
Together.
This could be us.
So you see, you can see the temptation. Maybe she is seen as the one.
Mm.
But they're nervous. It's a big risk. And I don't think they'd be this nervous if they didn't think they might be the one.
Take the leap. Show some
leap of faith.
Show the faith.
Yep.
And just go, hey, I reckon you're all right. I got a wedding in 6 months. Let's do it.
So you reckon confidence is key in approaching this situation?
Yeah.
And if they go, whoa, 6 months, that's pretty fun. You go, where are you going?
Yeah.
Almost like, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'll be here. Yeah. Are we saying too much the exact words, what they should say?
I think they should just say,
let it flow.
Got a wedding in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Interested?
And if they say no, is the relationship then, over?
Yeah, he's not the right one.
Yeah.
But thanks for writing in, though.
Helpful, I think.
Can we?
So if more of you want that sort of stuff, that sort of helpful insight into your relationship.
Have a lot of faith. Have a lot of trust.
Mm.
Take the leap.
Again, Tim Dan Graham or Facebook. So Tim, the other night, Saturday night, in at George's, watching a movie.
Great.
Lovely. Took the weekend off.
What movie?
It was a rom-com. It was one of those Netflix ones. About the young guy that thinks he's gay and he's sort of coming out. And
Love You, Simon.
Simon. It's essentially the same movie and Netflix copied it.
All right, great.
Anyway, I recommend it.
Yeah.
Go find it. And anyway, we're watching this movie and all well and good until being a Saturday night, the neighbours have a party.
Oh.
Yeah. And the music was really loud.
Oh.
And look, we were both like, it is Saturday night. We've chosen to, you know, stay home and not do anything. Let them have their fun. That's fine.
Also, it's not a nightclub, though. Like, it's not a nightclub
strip.
It
isn't.
It's not a main strip in a city.
No, it's resident.
It's residential.
So,
noise complaint, that's what I'd do.
Well, look, that's not what I was going to do because we're not those people. We're cool. We're hip. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah. But if you're anonymous.
Yeah, well, cowardly, but I like that. I like that. But, okay. You're getting in the right area.
I've shown my true colours, haven't I?
You have. You've really exposed yourself. Don't have a party near Tim.
Uh-oh.
What's happened is we've got into bed much later on, and it's about 2 a.m.
Still going.
Music's still going.
Yeah.
Now, you can tell there's less people there. It's not as much of a as much as it is now, just singular people floating around. Don't know what I'm getting at there. It's probably not that important.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to tell you is...
Music's still loud, though. Still disturbing.
Still loud.
Trying to sleep.
Yep. People have cleared out. Music stayed at the same level. Now, Georgia becomes a little bit irritated. And she's like, I've got work in the morning. I can't sleep like this.
Mm.
If Emma said that to you, how would you take that?
I would... I just told you what I'd do. I'd get on the phone. Get on the blower. And say, hi there, I'd like to remain anonymous. There's a party going on next door and we can't sleep.
Yep. Now, Georgia, not a dibby dobber at all, hates it, hates dobbing.
Yeah.
She ended up suggesting, would you go over? Could you pop over there?
I'd never do that.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the dilemma, right? Here I am wanting to defend my girlfriend's honor.
Yeah,
I want to get in there and, quieten down. My girlfriend needs to sleep. I want to look after her.
Yep.
Same time, I don't want to get in a fight. No. I don't want to get in an argument.
No.
I don't have a real issue with the music. I could probably sleep through it. I put headphones in or something. Mm. But so in my, it's a tricky spot, isn't it? Like, what would you do in that situation? You've been told you're not allowed to call the police. Could you just go deal with it for me? You know, there's a certain point in our lives where we're going to have to defend our families, defend our partners, show that we can be the men of the household.
Alternative option. I mean, I'm quite happy to be the faceless dibber-dobber. Happy to be that.
Of course. You've shown that.
I've said that. Other option is to go to another neighbour, maybe someone who's quite close by as well, maybe the house on the other side, knock on their door. You're getting a load of this? Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Form an alliance.
Alliance.
Okay.
And then slip to them. She'd go say something. She'd go, "You've got kids, don't you? Yeah, you've got kids. Oh, like, I'm fine, but are you?
Okay.
Do you want to go over and I'll do you, I'll come. Do you want me to come? Actually, no, you go."
So instead of forming a true alliance, it's more shifting responsibility.
Yeah.
So, okay, in my instance, Georgia shifted onto me.
Yep.
It's my responsibility to then shift onto another.
Do That's what everything you can to remain anonymous for this. Well, Dan, time flies when you're having fun.
It does, especially when you're anonymous.
You're anonymous. I think it's an important thing for everyone to note is, you know, in the face of danger, run.
Run.
Yeah.
We established that today between my dreams and then again, you were putting that on me, though. All we've learnt today is you're a bit of a runner.
Bit of a runner.
I think you're the runner.
I'm happy to assess the situation, go through the pros and cons quite quickly.
Yep.
And then...
Yeah, always resort to running.
Ultimately come to the conclusion that I will remain anonymous and run from the scene.
Great.
Dan, everyone can... today we had a letter from someone.
Yeah,
so I got
in
touch because they wanted our help. And we may or may not have helped them in the end, but people can get in touch with us.
They can get in touch. It doesn't have to be about help. It can be a rule book if you want to add to the rule book or just want to give us something that you want to hear us chat about. You can do that too. Yeah. Facebook. Tim and Dan, search us there. Tim Dan Graham. Now, that's probably the fourth time we've mentioned that today.
Tim Dan Graham.
Plenty of plugs.
Lots of gramming.
Head on over to YouTube. Check us out on YouTube. We've got plenty of videos. We're upwards of 50-odd videos
now. There's lots of videos on
there. There's heaps of videos.
The cameras. Why have you got the cameras in here?
That's why the cameras are here. Not many views on the videos. So let's look to bump them. Eh?
Yeah,
get those. Like those and stuff. And then, obviously, head to the podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
Subscribe, review. After our review segment today, mate. Essentially, don't review if you don't give us anything less than a 1 or more than a 5.
Well, yeah, I didn't think about that. So
that's the highest you can go.
So I'm saying if you are going to review...
So you've alienated half of our potential reviewers. Mm. So we really want reviews on Insta.
Because we are mediocre.
We are mediocre.
So those reviews are the ones that we would be going
after. Realistically, if we had a lot of mediocre reviews coming through, would you be happy? I'd be pretty happy with
that. I'd be happy with
that. If people were like, look, they're all right.
Yeah, I'd be happy with 2.5 stars. Or 2. Yeah. So I've now ruined that because I've said to people that don't leave a review unless it's... Well, maybe someone will think it's excellent.
Well, not after today.
Dan, it's been a pleasure.
Always is, mate.
See you next week.
See you later.